8 o'clock. It's time. I present myself, naked, kneeling, arms behind my back. Before I met you, I lived two lives. One in the world, the other in my head. I wanted and dreamed of things I thought I could never have. I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know who I was. The more I retreated into my own imagination, the harder it was for me to be myself. The more unreal my desire became, and the less I knew who I was. I was lost. You promised me that you could take those things in my head and make them real. That you could make me the person I wanted to be, that I needed to be. And when I asked you how, you gave me the answer that would change my life. I can train you, you told me. And now, I feel the cool, soft leather armbinder slowly sliding up my arms. Your hands pull the straps over my shoulders and buckle them. You tighten the laces in the back, and I can feel you tying them off. My mind wanders for a bit, back to the first time I wore it. How tight it felt. How I could only last a few minutes at first. How it made me feel so many things for the first time. Wonder, helplessness, surrender, arousal. Minutes became hours. Straining and stress gave way to comfort and security. You trained me to accept my bondage. Now it feels like part of me. It feels right. I know I can wear my armbinder for as long as you decide. I can feel my pussy getting wet. You've trained that part of me too. You haven't just trained my body. You've trained my mind. When I first told you that I fantasized about bondage, it made me so ashamed. It was hard to even say the word. And when you made me ask for it, I thought I would die. First in whispers, unable to look at you. Later, the words became louder. Eventually, I would be able to meet your gaze, feeling every bit of me squirming, face blushing. Stomach filled with butterflies, letting the words escape my mouth. Please, sir, put me in strict bondage. And when I did, I felt my stomach tighten and a small orgasm erupt inside me. I felt my pussy dripping. I came just from asking. Now you've trained me to do that too. Tonight, it is something different. You hold a gag. My gag. It is a pink leather panel gag with a locking buckle. Attached is a 6-inch black silicone cock. Just seeing it makes me tremble. I feel you press 2 sticky pads between my legs on each side of my pussy. In your hands is a control box. I close my eyes as I feel a very gentle tingle in my pussy. Small waves of them washing over my pussy lips, up to my clit. and then disappearing. I sit, waiting. The waves now start to fluctuate, coming at different times, some slower, some faster, stronger and weaker. I feel my body responding. Arousal. Desire. Need. All the feelings you have trained me to feel. Just a girl with bound arms. Helpless. The feelings in my pussy make me flash back on my bondage and asking you for it. I blush as my body, my pussy, seems to trigger my mind, calling up feelings and memories and emotions I can't control. You raise the gag to my lips and without thinking, I move forward slightly. I part my lips and kiss the head of the cock. Thoughts start to bubble up. Good girls don't. My body starts a war with my brain. It feels so good and so wrong. I can feel the tears starting to well up. Before you, I had never had a cock in my mouth. And now, you are teaching me. No, training me. Not just to accept it. To want it. To desire it. To need it. I try to let go for you, feeling my pussy tingling more, the teasing getting more intense. And I start to kiss the head of the cock, like you taught me, passionately. I know you want to see me kiss it, and I want so desperately to please you. You want to see me be a slut. A hungry little cock sucker. And as I let my mind go blank and just feel the sensations in my pussy, I start to kiss it, gentle at first, and then growing more hungry, then ravenous. I want it inside me, in my mouth, in my pussy, in my dirty, wet, sloppy cunt. I feel myself almost ready to come, my mind telling me to stop, my body refusing. It isn't time yet. I have to wait. My kisses grow wetter, more desperate. I squirm in my bondage. Need starts to banish any thoughts of being anything other than a needy little cock slut. And now you turn the gag so it's facing a bit upward. My signal to lick it, suck it, and let it inside my mouth. Oh, I do. Sucking it, using my lips and my tongue, imagining it is you, wanting to please it, to make it come in my mouth. I notice a change between my legs, sharper sensations now, almost like small shocks, but not quite. At first they catch me by surprise. And then more and more I wait for them, anticipating them, wanting them. Each shock brings me closer and closer to an orgasm. I know the feeling and what it does to me. I know that it will get me close, but not all the way there. I know that there is nothing I can do other than accept it. I close my eyes, tears slipping out from the corners of them and slowly rolling down my cheeks. I'm now sucking the cock, drawing it into my mouth and bobbing my head up and down, suckling it and worshipping it. I realize I'm not taking it all the way into my mouth the way you want. And you correct me, holding the gag and pressing on the back of my head, making sure it goes all the way into my mouth. I have to remember to breathe through my nose. It feels like work now. I'm trying to remember all the things you taught me, all of my instructions. I can't think straight, not with my pussy being teased mercilessly. I know I'm supposed to stop thinking. I know I'm supposed to obey and feel. It's the hardest part of training. Feeling like I am failing. When all I want to do is please. Trying to remember the rules when my body is screaming for release. Release that is continually denied. It takes all my energy to think, and all I can think of is what you want me to do. I am too desperate and too needy to feel ashamed. I am now just a cocksucker, and the only thing that matters is doing it right. I want your approval, your praise, to know I am doing a good job. But this isn't the time for that. This is training. I'm trying to come now, but it's like the machine knows when to stop. If I could touch myself, I would. I hear myself saying the words. Bondage. Strict bondage. Bondage. And I drop deeper. And now comes the moment I'm dreading. You slowly press the cock inside my mouth. And it fills me. I'm scared. It touches the back of my throat. And I stifle a gag. I try to remember to keep my mouth relaxed and let my throat go passive. Don't fight it. Don't resist. Let the cock fill you. Your mouth, your throat. Breathe through your nose, slowly, calmly. I whimper just a bit. I sit up straight. The feeling in my pussy changes again and I try to hold still. I know immediately what's going to follow. We've been building up to this. I feel my orgasm building and building. Somehow it knows how to keep me on the edge. Never enough to go over, but exactly enough to make me want it, need it, grow desperate for it. I can feel my brain being rewired. The gag in my mouth and the desperation in my pussy. Breathe. Breathe through your nose. It is going to be an hour today. An hour of having my gag buckled onto my face and looked. An hour of having my pussy teased and edged. An hour of strict bondage. An hour of my body learning that my gag feels good, that it is now becoming a part of me. Once the gag is buckled on me and locked, you roll the full-length mirror in front of me so I can watch myself transform. I see myself, but not myself. You set the timer and sit down to watch. Silent. The frustration in my pussy feels familiar, and I can feel my mind building associations of pleasure and desire with the gag in my mouth and leather trapping my arms. I blink, and for a moment, looking in the mirror, I feel like the pink gag buckled over my face is a part of me. More and more, I feel the cock in my mouth fusing with my tongue and throat. It starts to feel like it belongs there. I stop looking at the clock and just feel. I want to come, but I also want the feeling I have right now to last forever. Gone are any thoughts of resistance or shame. Because I am right where I need to be, becoming who I am.